I was good, bro. I was just checking in with you.
What's good, y'all?
What's good? Checking in again another week. Qualls, my brother. What's good?
What's good, my boy? What's going on, man?
Nothing much, man. How you feeling?
Feeling good, bro. Feeling good about music that we got. You know, I'm back. I'm back listening more often now. I'm back being on the on time show and not the late show. So it feels good.
Nah, for sure.
Yeah, it feel good to anybody, be in music that's out.
Anybody that know you ain't never on time for nothing. But, you know, you close to it.
I'm getting better. At some point, I'm going to grow up and get my life together, bro, and be on time. Hey,
on that day, bro, I'll be proud of you. But, nah, man, we back, you know, checking in. Quick check-in again. We got some great albums to discuss, man. Absolutely. First album up is Mahalia.
Which one is it?
I heard her say it the other day on lip service, and I believe it's Mahalia. If I'm pronouncing that wrong, I apologize, Mahalia.
He said, just to be sure, we gonna say both of them.
No bullshit. But the name of her project is IRL. Now, IRL can be easily understood as in real life.
Yeah.
No, man.
Secondary meaning. At least I didn't read about it, but yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's just how I looked at it. I was like, IRL, in real life, like, because, you know, you got your internet feelings and then you got your in real life. Like, you got how you may come off a certain way, but this is how I really feel. And that's how I kind of interpreted the meaning of the album type shit.
For sure. Yeah, I agree. How'd you feel about the intro, Ready?
Honestly, bro, so we're ready. It's like, it felt like a, like calling all my girls, like come pull up, I'm about to talk my shit type shit. Like, it was one of those, like, very, it was very intro-y. Like, yeah. Motherfuckers might not get that, but it was like very, like, this is the beginning. It felt like the beginning. I guess it was perfect placement. Like, as far as the actual song, like, it wasn't really for me per se, but in the concept or in the order of an album, if it so it's respectful.
Yeah, I like it as an intro. I like it as the introduction to this project. We were just talking. Neither of us liked the second track. I'm not sure if that was the single or not. If it was, it would make sense. But I don't know what it is about second tracks. I feel the same way about a lot of second tracks of most albums. But just not,
yeah, on Apple Music, it got the star. So I think usually the star is the single.
Yeah, something like that, especially when it first drops. But yeah, so not a huge fan of the track. It ain't a bad one. So we were just talking about track three, Terms and Conditioning. Or Terms and Condition, right?
Yeah. Terms and Conditions.
Yeah. I don't dislike the song. I was just saying it sounds like it's very mainstreamy. So I think because of that, it just kind of felt like I could do without it. But I get it in the placement of the album, especially after In My Bag. But I could have did without 2 and 3, both me personally. But
honestly, just thinking about Mahalia's like discography over the few years, like, you know, the song What You Did that she got with LMA, like that was like a radio single. Like, she always has one of those radio singles that feels good. And yeah, it might get, like, you know, to the point where, like, okay, this is clearly a single for the radio. Like, this meant to be sung along to. I kind of appreciate those records in a sense. Like,
yeah,
I mean, you got, yeah, like, yeah, they get tiring. But thanks. I'll take this real quick. Like, that's cool. I'll take this. In subject matter, bro, like, granted, like, she's singing it from a female perspective, but I can still, like, all right, like, I could follow along and see what you're talking about in this song. Yeah, it is certain terms and conditions. Cause I feel the same. Like, nah, you want to fuck with me? Like, this is the shit you got to do to fuck with me too. So, like, I fuck with it as a whole, as a concept type shit.
Yeah, no, the concept of the song was fire. I do mess with the concept of the song. I really like the run of like 4 to 7. Yeah, I like the run of In My Head, Cheat, November, and Hey Stranger.
I don't have 4 downloaded, but I like 4, so I don't know why I don't have it downloaded. And Cheat, I don't have downloaded, but I like that shit too.
I don't think I have Cheat downloaded either. Let me double check. Yeah,
I think Lucky. I think the reason why I don't have those two songs downloaded is because they're too female, like not too female oriented. It's a female, a woman, R&B artist. So it's like, of course, she gotta, you know, cater to them. But when it's certain songs, it's like, I can respect the value of that song, but I can't download it. I'm not about to ride around to it. Like, it's no point in me having it in my Serato. You feel me?
Nah, I feel that. I mean, if I have it, it's usually because it's in a very, like, specifically curated playlist. Yeah. So, like, I got playlists. Like, I do have a few playlists that are specifically women artists, like, that just have that feel and vibe to it. So it'll go on a playlist like that. But that's kind of where, like, in my head falls. Cheat is cool. Like, JoJo is cool. Like, much respect to that. It ain't a song. Like you said, I'm not about to be riding around to it. I ain't really about to. It ain't fit the playlist criteria for real. So I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to pass on that. But I really liked November. And I really liked Hey Stranger too. Like, from a subject matter standpoint. Really,
yeah, both of them downloaded.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like that round. How'd you feel about that round or that portion of?
I ain't gonna lie, Stormzy been on a run. So, like, anything Stormzy in the past, I want to say for me at least, the past 2 years, anything Stormzy, I just been running to. Like, soon as I see featuring Stormzy, or like, especially when it comes to UK, like R&B artists, like Stormzy, one of them. Like, Stormzy really, like, on the same level as Drake over there. You know what I'm saying? Or like, as like a, like, I would say Stormzy gigs is kind of like Jay-Z Drake type shit over there. So it's like, I fuck with that type of vibe, or I've been fucking with it more. And even what Mahalia was saying on this song, like, I just like how it kind of created like this picture type shit.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was a fire song. Definitely one of the standout songs to me. That and Hey Stranger back to back. I really like that piece of the project before it kind of, because it breaks up for me a little bit after that. Like, after Hey Stranger, I don't really like Isn't It Strange personally. It's not a song that I saved. I think just because of the tempo of it. I think I prefer
the next song that I downloaded on this is the one with Destin. That's just because I'm a Destin fan.
That's on
fire. Yeah, like, I'm a Destin fan, so excuse me. So it's like, I had to download that one.
Yeah.
And the rest of these are like cool woman songs.
Right.
It's like all of this fits the frame of the type of artist that I feel like Mahalia is.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like she's very woman forward. You know, she supports the girls. She wants the girls to, you know, gain the strength and the confidence within themselves and, you know, build themselves up and kind of like be aware of all of these things that, you know, guys do and all these tricks and all the shit that you go through, but come up out of it. Like, I feel like she always, every time I listen to Mahalia, I feel like this is always she's singing about an ascension. Like, all right, we here, we went through that, but we got to get out of that. Like, we got to get out of that. We got to grow through it. Like, I don't know. Like, even with the direction of the album, like, Hey Stranger. Like, Hey Stranger felt nostalgic as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, subject matter. Like, she has a very nostalgic subject matter. It's a high school type of love. It's a middle school type of love. It's the way you thought of love as a kid type shit when she be talking about certain shit. So, that's why I fuck with Mahalia. Overall project, you know, I downloaded like 5-6 songs out of 13. That's not that bad.
Yeah, I have 9.
I mean, you just more, you know, open as far as you're listening. You know, I'm a certain fair type of nigga.
Fair.
Yeah. I'm fair. A certain type of nigga. So it's like, I get my few and I'm good type shit. So even what you saying, like, I'm at 5 out of 13, I would say that's decent. You at 9 out of 13, so that's even more decent. So the project is good.
Yeah.
If you're a woman, you probably would love this album.
Yeah.
Niggas, give it a chance for real. Like, I would say, give it a chance if you open to R&B, if you like good vibes. Like, it's good ride around music on here for sure. Like, I'm just, it's sunny outside. I just want to listen to some positive music type shit.
Yeah. I gave it a 7.5 0.5 out of 10. It's a very solid project.
I don't know if I could go that high.
I see 7.5 is high to you. I don't feel like I feel like it's an average album. Like for the artist that she is, and in the pocket of R&B that she's in, I feel like it's good. It's really good. It's not like stellar, but I don't think that the misses or the skips, in my opinion, are like songs that like we should have never heard. You know what I'm saying? I could probably put it down to a 7. You know,
yeah, I think we can agree at 7, because at first I was gonna say like 6.5.
Okay,
because I feel like that 7 is like an average type shit.
So
her first project was better. So to then look at that project and say that project wasn't necessarily perfect type shit, and then to have this and this is like decent, that's why I said like a 6.5. But if you saying 7.5, I can agree at 7 type shit. But I would lower it if I was probably grading it based off of the last album.
So that's really interesting. But based off of the last album, I can't necessarily. I don't disagree with you on the first album being better. The first album was fire. So if we are going off that,
and it's 13 songs on the first album too.
How much better is the first album than this album?
It's more singles, like more songs I feel like that you could throw in a playlist off of the first album.
So would you argue that the second album
but maybe the story of the second album is better?
Yeah, I was gonna say is the theme and like within that realm, the cohesiveness of the second album better than the first, strictly in that regard.
Yeah, but the music isn't better. So how do we...
Better is so relative.
Yeah, yeah. But, nigga, it's not.
I feel you. I get it. I get what you're saying.
I'm like, because, like, it tells a more cohesive story for sure. But for me and you both to look at certain songs and be like, yeah, bro, this just didn't.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, so that's why I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. I give it a 6. We'll give it a 6.7. Give it a
6. That's cool.
Yeah, give it a 6.75, and that's with all due respect.
For sure, because we fuck with her. You know, we're not saying it's not trash. I wouldn't get on here and say it's trash. I feel like trash would be like a 2-3 of them.
Yeah,
maybe lower. lower.
We went through the tiers. We went through the tiers already of trash.
Yeah.
So yeah, for sure. IRL, like we said, 13 tracks, about 45 minutes. Definitely not a bad listen. Like we said, for women, we feel like a lot of y'all will probably really enjoy it. She's in that pocket of a lot of the R&B that we've discussed on the show. So if you're a fan of that, you'll be a fan of this. Like Pat said, guys, give it a listen. Look, you'll have a few that you can take, and you got them for when you need them. But it's some decent music in general. So I don't think it's a project that you're going to feel like you waste your time on listening to. Give me your 3 standouts from it.
3 standouts from IRL. I would say I got to go with the I like Terms and Conditions. Quals didn't really care for it, but I ain't gonna lie. You know, you need the songs that you can sing along with your girl, bro. So, like, I fuck with Terms and Conditions. It's not me, it's you. You know, become a Destin Conrad fan.
Yeah.
You might as well.
Might as well.
And then for my last one, I would go November with Stormzy, man.
I feel that. I think...
But Hey Stranger could have been thrown in there, just so y'all know.
So, yeah, for me, it's November, Hey Stranger, and It's Not Me, It's You. Those are my 3 standouts for sure. But yeah, go give it a listen. Let us know what y'all think. It just released. It's really fresh. It ain't been out much more than about a week or two at the point that y'all will be watching this. So yeah, stay tuned. Let us know what y'all think.
Nah, man. All jokes aside, we got Roy Woods. He is back with his brand new project, Mixed Emotions.
Mm.
No more young boy problems.
No more. listen. How long has it been for Roy?
Shit. It's 2023. Roy's last project was Say Less in 2017.
Has it been that long?
Album was album 2017. Let's see. Did he drop it? I think he gave us an EP.
I think he did get an EP somewhere in there.
We got an EP. I want to say 2019. Yeah, Dem Times, 2020.
Yep.
Yeah. Dem Times was nice, too.
Was.
Dem Times was nice, too. He gave us that that Pascal record.
Yeah.
Like, I'm Pascal. Yeah, that shit.
Yeah. But, man, I don't know. Let's get into it. Well, first and foremost, let me say this. I will always give Pat credit where it's due. He has a lot of credit for a lot of artists that are popping now that he put me onto a while back. So I think Roy Woods had to be. You were probably listening to him in high school. I think I started listening to him I think it was probably freshman year, maybe that summer of summer after freshman year in college. But I remember you put me on, and that was around when Drama came out. That might have been the first song from him I heard. But yeah, but ever since then, bro, one of them OVO niggas. He got that sound. But that's a pocket that works for them, and don't nobody really sound like Roy either. So I think that's also something that makes him stand out. But we get this album 6 years, you know, after his latest like actual full length project. Let's go through it, man. How'd you feel with the start of it and how it began?
So starting off, we've made some mistakes. I fuck with it. Like, listening to what he was saying, like, drinking so much liquor gets so twisted. I'll be trying not to let it show. And girl, you're the reason that I'm fucked up, if you really want to know. Like, niggas be going through that. Niggas be getting throttled. You all with the bros. Like, damn, Pat kind of wild in the night. Like, you good, bro? I feel like the song, no, but even outside of the subject matter, bro, the song started, I feel like it was a good song. Like, I had no issue with it.
Yeah. I liked it as well. I liked the first six tracks. I'm not going to lie. The first six tracks for me were decent. The first thing I noticed, though, was actually sonically. It's very euphoric. Like, it's a very euphoric feeling that I got, at least, listening to it. It just feels like, I don't want to be dramatic and like say like outer space, but it's this like just euphoric kind of like different atmosphere. Maybe it's in your feels. Maybe that's more so what I'm referencing, but it kind of.
No, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying for sure. Cause I feel like Roy's music has always had like that. It don't feel like Earth. Like, even with the last project was underwater theme, and every song felt like you were like underwater.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's more of a, maybe that's an OVO thing, because even with, you know, Drake's sound, like, it's a underwater, deeper, darker sound to where everything feels a certain type of way. Heavy, but I definitely agree that Roy has took that and added that to his music, and it's working.
Yeah, definitely working. I did not think I was going to like, so I liked Made Mistakes. I like Young Boy Problems. Definitely like Don't Love Me. I did not expect to enjoy Hate Me as much as I ended up enjoying it on first listen. I didn't think I would like him and Coil.
Not gonna lie. I went to that song expecting to dislike it. And I was like, download. I went to the song expecting to dislike it, and I was like, wow, download. Like, that shit is actually good.
Yeah. Definitely didn't expect that, but definitely impressed by it. And then Test What I Know and Down Like That. Like I said, that run of six, like, I was good. The start of the album, I'm like, we rolling. I think the first time I heard something that kind of broke my attention, or I didn't feel like the vibe of the album continued up to that point, was probably that thing. And I don't think it's not a bad track. It's not a bad track at all. Don't get me wrong.
I'm like, I like that thing. Pause. But the song, that thing. Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't dislike the record at all. I don't know. For me, it kind of broke what I felt like was a real good flow at the time. But still a good track. I don't think Roy really got any like skips or songs that like I can't bear. Like, I gotta skip this if I'm listening to the album.
I don't know. It's a few on here.
It's a few on here. I didn't save every song either. Don't get me wrong. I ain't saying I saved every song.
No. One through seven, I have downloaded. Not even gonna lie. Like, there are 17 songs on this album. I have the first seven downloaded.
That's fair. How many out of the entire album do you have?
7, 11, 12, 13, 17. So 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 out of 17.
Okay. I have 13 out of 17.
You just like more music than I do, bro. Like, I'm very specific and concise with what I want. And the other shit, yeah, keep that shit.
No, those numbers make sense. Those numbers are pretty on brand for us, though.
I mean, yeah.
You're on average about a 50% of an album type of person for most artists.
It depends on the length of a project.
Yeah.
Honestly. Because if you give me an EP with seven good songs, I probably download like five.
Yeah.
So that's higher than 50%. So that's why I said, like, it depends on the length of the album, bro. I'm like, more songs, you got more fat to cut up. You giving me more shit to say is bad.
You're not wrong. So then after seven, how you feel about eight?
Didn't like Dime.
Didn't like Dime?
Didn't like it.
Dime was cool. I could get how you could dislike Dime, though. I could understand that.
Yeah, I'm into it. It's crazy. We were just talking about the catchy shit with Mahalia's project. I'm into the catchy shit, bro. But if you got enough of that shit already, why the fuck do you keep giving us this shit? Like, he already gave us, I feel like, as far as, like, catchy shit, like, that thing was kind of, like, the last catchy song I could probably take within that flow of records. Gotcha. Because we already had, like, Youngboy Problems is catchy. We already, Don't Love Me, Test What I Know, Down Like That. And then that thing you throw on top of that. And then you try to throw Dime right behind that. It's like, all right, my nigga, like, we got to slow it down. Like, we got to slow it down for a second.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, I definitely feel that. So now how'd you feel about Insecure? Track 9.
Track 9, Insecure. I feel like I ain't really care for that one either, bro. Like, and it wasn't due to, like, subject matter. Like, subject matter, I get it. You know what I'm saying? It was more so just the song. I didn't really care for it. In this project, the thing that stuck out with me about this project is I could really tell where Roy has grown. Like, because I have been listening since, like, Drama, you know, the first project and shit like that. And I followed with the second project. And even, I think he might have had three projects in between that. Yeah, and, like, I followed with the third project and then that last one with Pascal and shit like that. And I feel like with everything, I always see, like, because Roy is around our age. So, like, with everything, I always can be like, all right, like, little boy type shit. All right, I was there too when, you know, I was on my young boy shit. All right, I grew through the young boy phase. All right, like, and I'm still young, though, and still trying to figure out where the fuck, like, I'm not necessarily grown yet. So I was there with him too. I feel like at this point, it's like, niggas is grown. Niggas aware of their growth. Niggas aware of their mistakes. How the fuck do I get out of this shit? Because now everybody is aware of everything, but now I'm trying to just change shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like Dog at the point where he see and realize everything, realize his mistakes and shit like that, want to change shit, but how?
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to figure this shit out. Like, a lot of the songs are him trying to figure this shit out, like, acknowledging, you know, the young boy problems, acknowledging, like, you know, mistakes, like, even with the toxic shit of drinking, you know, as a result of getting into it with a situation and shit like that. Like, I have an appreciation for that part.
That's real. I mean, that makes sense. I feel like that's a really good observation of the album, especially with him being around our age. It makes sense why music is relatable, and that kind of growth should, I mean, ideally be expected. But no, yeah, I mess with that. I liked Insecure more than Dime. I have both saved, but I like I said, I could see how Dime could be either disliked or be considered a skip for someone. Could definitely see that though, for sure.
Dude.
Yeah. How'd you feel about track 10, Bad Bad?
Bad Bad.
I'll skip it for you. I don't have to say. It's not a not a
Yeah, bro. I'm like, it's a skip for me. Like, because I think Roy is Caribbean, no knock towards that. I think he forgets that he's making music for Americans sometimes too. Like, he in the studio when you vibing out and shit like that, you might be on the road. You get what I'm saying? You on the road. So it's like, oh yeah, banger. Oh yeah, banger. I caught a vibe. So you throw out two vibes, one of them vibes is a banger, not both of them vibes is a banger, but they both the same vibe, and you just happen to be on that vibe that night. So it's like, oh yeah, throw both of them on there.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's how some of his songs get put on there. Because
Facts.
even with like some of the good songs, it's like, oh, this good song has the same vibe as this song I don't like. They're the exact same vibe. It's just, nigga, we didn't need both.
Yeah. I mean, out of 17 tracks, if I'm being picky, out of 17 tracks, could have
Dude.
easily chopped to 14 or 13. Probably 13. I think he could have chopped to 13. And I think 13 tracks that would have came in probably at about between 40 and 45, but it probably would have sounded just a least I won't even say more cohesive. It would have just sounded less repetitive.
Yeah.
I think that would have helped from the listening experience as somebody not trying to say, "Oh, I heard this song already on this project," type of deal. But no, I feel that. I agree. I don't have Bad Bad saved. I wasn't really a fan of it. But no, it's like so like 11 and 12. So like Unsettling with Vori, I think that's a fire track too. I have both 11 and 12.
I think 12 is the best track on the album, honestly.
Yeah, agreed. I don't have 13. I don't know why I didn't like Touch You. I don't know why. I just
I
didn't.
like Touch You.
I didn't. I don't know why I didn't. I just didn't. But I will say that 14 through 16 stretch might be my favorite like stretch of the album. I just like the
Yes.
vibe of those three songs back to back. And I honestly wish he would have kind of closed the album with Thought It Was You, because I don't really like I Just Want to Love.
I like I Just Want to Love.
I didn't say if I just want to love. So
I'm not mad at it. This song just gave me that same type of vibe. Like, this is like that. Cause what you just said, like, Thought It Was You should have been the end of the album. But for me, this was the perfect way to end the album in the frame of the story. Because,
there.
like, to start off with the, young boy shit, to get all the way to the understanding and wanting to come out of it to grow and be better and finally coming to, yo, I just want to love.
Yeah.
Like all this bullshit, fuck all that. Like I just want to love. And then even the other day, I watched this lip service interview. Him and Mahalie was both on it, but he was saying that basically throughout the album is actually real life. Like he said, it's about his current relationship and shit. All the songs was real, and then he said, right now though, they good. He's like, he is at the point where like everything is understood. They had to like break up, leave each other alone for a little bit. They came back together and like everything's good now because he got everything out of his system pretty much. Like he know what he want. He always knew he wanted her. He just was young and came into the money and all that shit. So it's like, you know, all this bullshit, like I done finally calmed down. Like ain't none of this shit really impressing me. Like I just want the love that like I knew I had type shit. So I think sometimes like, yeah, the song can be good, but also it's about how like within the frame of an album for me, sometimes it's about like how it fits and if that like fits as an ender or as a, a filler or whatever the case is.
Yeah. I mean, I feel that, man. I can't be mad at that. Top three from this project.
Unsettling. Yeah, unsettling for sure. I like that thing. So, that thing is probably in my top three. And then gonna wait on that third one. Get yours first.
Yeah. Unsettling is in my top three too. You Ain't in the Six is in there.
I actually like that song too. I just don't have it downloaded.
I don't know about my third either, but I feel like
I could either go Test What I Know or Probably Don't Love Me.
So I think I was in between Test What I Know and Thought It Was You for me personally. But whichever one wouldn't be three would be my honorable mention.
Type shit.
Yeah.
Type shit.
Yeah.
Grading the album. I feel like I'm going to do this two ways. So I feel like this album, because it's the last album, the last thing that we got from it was an EP. Musically, conceptually, there's a lot of growth.
There is.
It's not bad music. If we didn't have so many other niggas kind of wavering in this lane, I feel like he probably would be at the top of this shit.
Yeah.
Boy probably isn't respected only because he's signed to Drake. If he was his own artist, he'd probably be higher and maybe pay more attention to. That's not me taking away from him, but that's just me trying to actually give respect to what he's doing, because this shit is top tier.
Yeah.
Like it's not bad music. It's top tier music. It's top tier R&B, if you even want to call it that, I guess, or pop music, or however the fuck you want to frame it. Because Party Next Door is kind of in the same realm, and we're supposed to get in that project soon. Where you at, Party? We getting a Drake project in like a week, so I don't know when the fuck we getting Party project. Maybe that shit got pushed to the back or some shit. But solid B+ for me. That's around like a 7.5. It could go to that 8 range though.
I had it at a 7, so I can meet you at 7.5. I don't think I would personally put it at 8, but I could.
Yeah, no. 13 out of 17, Quas. How the fuck you don't put it at an 8?
Because also we save songs differently though. Because I save 13 out of 17, don't mean I feel like all 13 are the strongest. I just feel like they songs that I could deal with. But I'm also not as picky as you. Like, I'll pick some songs that I know may not be heavy rotational songs, but I just kind of like the song type deal.
So, yeah, no, I feel that.
Yeah, but no, I mean, I could do 7.5. I give it that. It ain't. You ain't got to push me too hard on it. It's
shit better than Mahalia project. And that's no knock towards Mahalia, but that's what I was saying. Like, you said Mahalia was a 7.5.
I did say she was a 7.5. I did. So at bare minimum, I do got to put Roy there. I will say that. I mean, I dropped for Mahalia. I came up for Roy. You know, I try to keep it even, keep it fair. You know,
yeah, no, for yeah. sure.
Yeah, no, really good project from Roy. If y'all haven't been hip to him, get hip to him. Like, this is a great project, but his other projects are also pretty fire. I am a huge fan of Say Less. I don't know what it was when that project came out, but I really rocked with a lot of songs from that. But yeah, get hip to him. If you aren't, check this album out. Let us know what y'all think. And yeah, until the next album review y'all get, we'll catch y'all next time. Peace.